弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Peace with all。
感谢主耶稣的恩典啊！今天是特别的日子。
Praise and thank God. Today is a special day.
因为是正月初一日。
It's January 1st.
是2021年的开头。
It's the beginning of year 2021.
又适逢进入我们的安息日啊！感谢主，让我们可以继续在神的面前来敬会、来聚会敬拜他。
We also entering into the Lord's Sabbath day, and that we may gather here to worship Him.
奉主的圣名跟大家来查考正月初一日，你要立起帐幕。
In the name of Lord Jesus, I'd like to share with everyone the topic. On the first day of the first month, you shall erect the tabernacle.
这是神当时候给他的百姓的一个命令。
And that was a command that God gave to the people at the time.
今天我们就来查考神的这个命令。
And so today we're going to study this particular command.
那也作为我们在2021年众弟兄姐妹我们一起来追求的目标。
And this can also be a goal for us to pursue in 2021.
因为当我们真的立起帐幕之后，我们一定看到神的荣耀充满在其中。
Because once we erect the tabernacle, we will see the glory of God.
这个帐幕有可能在你的心里，也可能在我们的家里，更需要在我们的教会。
And so tabernacle could be in our heart, could be in our family. Moreover, it should be in our church.
所以我们今天晚上就借着这一段经文来看神他的要求对我们的期待。
And so we can study from the Bible the expectations of God.
来看出埃及记第四十章。
Please turn to Exodus chapter 40.
出埃及记四十章的第一节。
Exodus 40, chapter, verse 1.
主晓谕摩西说第二节正月初一日你要立起帐幕。
Exodus 40 verse 1 says, On the first day of the first month, you shall set up the tabernacle of the tent of the meeting.
这特别的这一日子是神选的。
And so this day was established by God.
不知道我们弟兄姐妹昨天你在做什么。
I'm not sure what everyone was doing yesterday.
昨天晚上也许很多人在电脑前面在电视机前面看着各国政府在放烟火。
Maybe you able to see some online fireworks.
然后当然有许多人到各地方去庆祝这个所谓的跨年因为进入新的一年。
Some people may have some kind of a New Year event.
但是这个年还是过了，就是今天进入了一个新的日子，就是2021年了。
And so the old year is not over. This is the new year.
我们也许会受到许多人的祝福愿今年新的一年新年快乐万事如意。
Many people will say Happy New Year to you.
因为新的开始总是很令人期待的。
For New Year, often would bring forth new expectations.
其实我们没有人知道明天会发生什么事情。
Even though no one really know for sure what's going to happen.
但是我们总期待接下来的364天每一天都能够平安喜乐能够身体健康。
But we all hope that for the next 364 days, we can have peace and joy.
那也让每一天都充满着期待因为每一天都是新的。
And we hope for better days, for every day is new.
就好像过去的这一年许多事情它的发生是出乎我们的意料之外的。
And so last year, many things happened beyond our expectation.
我们很多人都期待说，旧的一年赶快过去，新的一年能够事事不一样，能够更好。
And so many people were glad that the old year is now gone, and the new year should be better.
但是在这新的一年里，我们是否有立过什么样的志向？我应该做什么改变跟去年比起来？
And perhaps we should make some determinations to be better than last year.
也许在新的这一年里面，我们的人生有一些变化，不一定。
Maybe there will be some changes coming in the new year.
有人可能学校毕业要找工作。
Maybe someone graduated and now looking for a job.
有人可能会进入婚姻。
Some people maybe getting married.
有人可能会搬家。
Maybe someone would move.
也许在这一年，说不定有我们所爱的人离开，也不一定。
Maybe some of our loved ones may depart from us.
所以很多事情都可能在接下来的日子里面发生着。
So many things may happen in the next year.
那我们面对的是这个崭新的一年，我们是否有想过，我要做一些改变，跟去年的我不一样？
And so, with new year ahead, shall we be making some changes, so that will be better than last year?
其实我们在读圣经会看到很多一些日子哈，那比如说正月初一日，这在圣经里面记载过许多次的。
So in the Bible, it mentioned some specific dates, such as the first date of the first month.
你看，神跟摩西说正月初一日哈，你要把帐幕立起来。
And so God told Moses to set up the tabernacles on the first day of the first month.
其实在这之前，那个百姓哦，他们已经按照神所指示的，把帐幕里面的所有的东西。都准备好的，都已经做好了。
And so, according to God's command, the Israelites had prepared all the items within the tabernacles.
我们不知道在这一日之前的什么时候，他们就已经把这个东西都准备好，然后带到摩西那里，然后跟他现啊交代说，你所吩咐我们的都做完了。
And so we're not sure at what point in time they brought all the items to Moses to show that all the items are complete.
因为那是在第39章的第32节说的。
It was mentioned in chapter 39.
就是这个帐幕里面的一切的工，就是说神要求着每一个东西都已经做好了。
And that all the work that God required them to do are now complete.
那他们就把它带到送到摩西那里来。
And so they brought all these work and items to Moses.
那当然，摩西就要一一的把它清点啦。
And then Moses need to count these items.
好，那所以我们看到圣经说，他把他那个所有的东西都把它列出来了。
And so the Bible lists all the things.
第42节呢，就是说这一切的工作都是以色列人照神所吩咐摩西做的。
Verse 42 says the Israelites had done all the work just as the Lord had commanded Moses.
然后第43节主怎样吩咐的，他们就怎样做了。那摩西看见一切的工都做成了，就给他们祝福，非常的欢喜。
In verse 43, Moses inspected the work and saw that they had done it just as the Lord had commanded. So Moses blessed them.
那表示说，现在做好了之后，下一步呢？现在就是要等神指示说，在哪一个日子里面要把这个东西把它组起来。
And so, now that the work is complete, they would wait a day from the Lord to assemble everything.
那摩西他没有自作主张想说，哪一个日子好，所以他就做什么动作没有。
And so Moses then randomly select a date to assemble the tabernacle.
他就等待神的吩咐。
So he waited for God's command.
那神接下去指定的日子就是正月初一日。
And so God told Moses to set up the tabernacles on the first day of the first month.
其实我们如果看创世纪会发现说挪亚他进方舟他后来在隔一年的正月初一日他打开方舟的盖子。
And so after Noah entered the ark, later on he opened the ark also on the first day of the first month.
好那是之前这个日子当时候挪亚一定也会算但是这个日子似乎也是神让他知道的，就是说打开方舟的盖子了。
Of course, God gave Noah enough information so that he knows to open the ark at that time.
在挪亚那个时代，他要做什么事情，基本上都是神吩咐他做的。
And so Noah would follow all the instructions from God.
好，那在以后的历史，就比如说，你们如果查圣经，你就会看到，在历代治下里面西西家王的时代，他选择在正月初一日的时候打开圣殿的门，重修圣殿。
And so in Second Chronicles, there also records that
在第二十九章，
Second Chronicles chapter 29, King Hezekiah opened the temple on the first day of the first month.
然后就开始洁净圣殿，开始把那个破坏的地方把它修理好。
And then make all the necessary repairs.
那当然，圣经还有很多，特别在选在这个日子里面哈，让一些重要的事情可以发生。
And so the day was set for to do some important works.
比如说在以斯拉记百姓要归回的时候，圣经特别说以斯拉带领第二批百姓归回，他们选择在正月初一日的时候从巴比伦起行，然后四个月之后他们就回到耶路撒冷来。
So in the book of Ezra, they also record that the Israelites left Babylon on the first day of the first month.
那这个就是都是一个新的开始，那么他们从事一个新的工作，非常对在信仰上很重要的一个措施。
And so they start a new work on the first day of the first month.
那我们现在看到圣经这样记录，神特别要求百姓要立起帐幕，我们应该要学到什么教训呢？
And so what could we learn from God's command to set up the tabernacle on the first day of the first month?
我们首先要了解，其实神是定我们的日子的。
And so we have to know that it is God who sets up all of our time.
特别是属于神的百姓，他们的时间的算法以及他们这个生活的规律，要应该怎么活，做什么事，是神定的。
Especially for the people of God, God will schedule their life.
比如说我们在读出埃及记十二章的时候
，For example, when we read in Exodus chapter 12.
这个就是他们准备要出埃及的时候了。
They were preparing to leave Egypt.
你看第十二章的第一节。
Exodus chapter 12, verse 1.
主在埃及地晓谕摩西、亚伦说
：“The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in Egypt.”
第二节说：“你们要以本月为正月，为一年之首。”
This month is to be for you the first month of your year.
神现在要带领以色列百姓出埃及，过一个新的生活。
And so God would lead the Israelites out of Egypt to live a new life.
接下去他们所有东西都新的了。
And so everything will be new.
所以神其实已经准备好，这个逾越节那个晚上，就是接下去14天之后那个晚上，他们就要离开埃及了。
And so God had already prepared that 14 days after Passover, they will leave Egypt.
好，那所以神说，从这个月开始，你们是正月第一个月。
And so therefore God said that starting this month, this is the first month.
啊，所以过去他们在埃及什么那个他们的月历是怎么算的都不管，现在从神说的那一天开始，一月一号。
And so it doesn't matter whatever calendar they were following in Egypt.This is their new calendar.
那其实，在之前他们当奴隶的，可是，在神施行十灾的那段时间里面，基本上他们已经卸下了这些生活的重担了。
And so, when God was delivering them out of Egypt, during the period of the plagues, they were rested from the heavy burdens.
那个时候，那个埃及哪有这个精神，还有那个人力去对付这些以色列百姓，叫他们做苦工了，没有了。
And so the Egyptians, they didn't have the resources to, enslave the Israelites.
他们做什么？百姓做什么
？So what were the people doing?
百姓他们就眼睁睁的看着神的大能的手如何在刑罚埃及人。
And so they can see with their eyes how God was God's hand were against the Egyptians.
他们其实就是要去看神的作为，去听摩西所发的指示而已。
And to see the work of God, and to hear the words of Moses.
所以摩西跟百姓说：“准备羊羔，好好去找你几家人在一起，去找一只羊羔可以吃得掉的，聚在一起。”
And so Moses told them to find a lamp that's big enough for the family.
那初十的时候, 正月初十号的时候, 就把那个羊准备好, 然后等到14号的那个黄昏的时候宰杀。
And so they prepared the lamb on the 10th day of the month, and on the 14th day, they would slaughter the lamb.
他现在生活的重点就是照神所吩咐的每一项都仔细的去执行就对了。
And so they need to follow God's instruction.
那接下来我们就看到神真的用大能的手把他们带出埃及了。
Indeed, God delivered them out of Egypt.
所以我们看到说，其实神掌握我们的生命，他定我们应该做什么的这个规律。
And so God set up the schedule for us to do His work at the right time.
那如果今天我们能够看到圣经里面这个指导哈。 我们在安排我们的生活，也能够以神的事为中心，那围绕着神的时间来安排生活，这样是有福的。And
so we'll be blessed if we schedule our life around the will of God.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们今天从一年开头的时候，其实我们都知道，接下去这一年教会在什么时候会举办什么活动，会有什么讲习会。 我们一定要以这个时间把它定出来，尊重神所定的，要让我们得进步、属灵得成长的这个时间。And
so we actually know ahead of time some of the special church events. So let us plan our calendar around these events.
我们今天如果是教会的负责人，我们什么时候应该要参加教会的讲习会？什么时候应该要参加哪一些灵修会？我们一定要把这个时间先分别出来。
And so if you are a church worker, and if there are seminars that are that you're supposed to attend, then we should make effort to attend them.
我们如果是学生，我们什么时候要参加学生联会，要参加什么样的进修会，我们一定要把它时间把它标出来。
Or maybe if you are a student, you can set the time aside for student spiritual convocation.
我们弟兄姐妹，我们都知道。 在什么时候，一年两次我们的灵恩布道会是在什么时候？我们一定要特别重视。
And also the general spiritual convocations for all members, we should mark those dates in our calendar.
就不要在这个灵恩布道会之前去旅行，或者在灵恩布道会期间出外。
Try not to plan trips around those dates.
那我们学生有什么活动要做什么，要家长要安排学生什么活动，要把这个我们的子弟参加教会的讲习、神学年会的时间，把它分别出来，不要去把它用到别的地方去了，让他们丧失可以在灵性上扎根的机会。And
so as parents, we should also pay attention to your children's events. Therefore, they will not lose out on the opportunity to cultivate spiritually.
这是为什么教会每一年在年底之前，一定会很积极的，各相关的部门都赶快把这个我们新的一年度的这个工作这个时间表把它定出来，让弟兄姐妹在排我们的生活的时候，能够有一个参考的标准，能够以神的事情为重。And
so the church would often make a list of these spiritual events so that people would know ahead of time. To make arrangements.
所以我们一定要到网络上去看教会什么时候要做什么事情。那我们在安排我们自己的家庭的活动、个人的活动的时候，一定要参考，不要在神要我们去敬拜的时间，我们用到别的地方去的。And
so we should reference the church schedule to see how we can make the proper arrangements.
那我们教会本身呢，也一定要让我们全体的信徒都知道，说我们今年这一年度里，我们重要的一些活动在什么时候要做什么事，要期待哪些教会的同龄来参与的，我们一定要让大家都知道，能够事先规划。So
the church should let all the congregation understand the important task and the benchmark of the church in the coming year.
你看，这个就是为什么神他事先跟摩西说。 说这一月是一年第一个月正月。
That's why God told Moses that on the first day of the first month.
好，那接下去，你看，我们看到以色列百姓，他们出了埃及之后，他们现在就照着神所说的这个日子在过生活了。
Then the Israelites will now follow the instruction of God to live.
好，那我们现在看回来40章。
So if we turn to Exodus chapter 40,
神意思是说，现在要把帐幕所做的这些东西哈，要把它组起来，照着神在山上所指示的那个样式，把这个帐幕把它搭起来。
And so now, God told Moses to set up the tabernacle according to what God drawing that was shown to Moses.
这是第一次把所有神所说的这些物品哈，都把它放在那个固定的位置上，然后会看到一个帐幕的那个样式出现在他的眼前。
And so they will assemble all the items. The tabernacle is set up according to God's will.
也就是说，之前他们只是百姓都只是听摩西说哦，我们要做什么什么，但是现在这个实体哈，真正的在他们眼前呈现了。
So they may have participated some work to make some parts of the tabernacles, but now they can see the whole thing.
有时候我们会看到，我们比如说看到那个在拼图的啦，或者是在做什么组装的，那个零件拆开的时候，我们根本不知道说，它这个如果组在一起是什么样子。但是当你看到那个样子成型的时候，你就很高兴了。
And for example, if you're working on a puzzle, you probably can't see anything if you're just looking at the pieces. But when the pieces are put together correctly, you'll be happy to see the design.
哦，都一堆那个一些这些卡片，你现在把它组在一起，哇，一个漂亮的图样出现了，你就发现说，哇，哦，那个你就很想要看到那个结果的时候，你就很认真的去做。
So once you can see how beautiful this picture could be, you feel the effort was worth it.
现在神要百姓哈，在这一天把这个实际上的这个帐幕哈搭起来，让他们可以看得到。
And so on this day, God commanded them to set up this tabernacle.
那神他通常都是这样子，他都先跟摩西讲一次。
And so God would tell Moses once.
然后摩西接下去再跟百姓再讲一次。
Then Moses would tell the people one more time.
好，那所以第三节就是神说的哈，你现在要搭这个帐幕的时候哈，那个次序应该怎么做
？And so from starting verse 3, God provide the order of how the tabernacle was set up.
但是我们要了解，其实神跟摩西很亲近，所以神所说的基本上摩西都知道了。
And so, God was very close to Moses, so Moses knew what God was saying.
所以我们看前面这一段哦，他写的不是非常仔细。
And so, when you first reading it, probably was not very detailed.
但是等到摩西跟百姓说要搭帐幕的时候，摩西讲的就非常仔细，我们就要看这一段。百姓是怎么把这个会幕建起来的
？But when Moses told people how to do it, the instruction was very clear.
好，我们现在来看40章哈，40章，我们看第十七节。
Chapter 40, verse 17.
第十六节。
Excuse me, verse 16.
摩西这样行都是照主所吩咐他的。十六节。
Verse 16 says that. Moses did everything just as the Lord commanded him.
好，那然后第十七节说，第二年的正月初一日，帐幕就立起来。
So the tabernacle was set up on the first day of the first month in the second year.
意思就是说，现在接下去所描述的，就是神所吩咐摩西的，现在摩西一一的执行了。
So whatever God told Moses, Moses followed the instructions.
好。所以从十八节以后，你就看到，他做什么
？So from verse 18, it tells us what Moses told people to do.
十七节到第十九节，这是第一部分，就是要先把这个帐幕立好。
So first, they need to set up the tabernacle.
这个帐幕就是说要把这个结构哈，这个结构主体的结构先把它搭好了。
And they need to set up the main structure.
所以 你看第十八节开始，他就要放代卯的座，先把这个座放好。
Verse 18, it says, he need to put the bases in place.
那个圣所是圣所，他那个竖板哈，每一个板子十轴高1.5轴的宽度哈，都是两个座，一个板子两个座的。
And so, they would have frames and bases that need to be set up correctly.
哦，那我们还记得吗？那个每一个银子做的那个座哈，竖板的那个底座，一个都是用银子做的，一他连得就是33公斤，差不多七，就差不多70磅的那个啊银子的底座，一个板子两个。
And so, the bases were made of plates, weigh about 70 pounds.
那个这个圣所是圣所的这个区域哈。北边、南边每一面都是有20个板子，就是有40个那个银座做基础。
And so, total about 20 of these plates as the base.
40个。
Excuse me, 40 plates.、
啊、那南啊、后面的西边哈、啊、有16个座，因为有8个板，有16个银座。
On the south side, there are about 16 of
west
plates.
西边的。
Excuse me, on the west side.、
啊那所以他说要先把那个座放好，之后把板子放上。
So you need to set up the base and then set up these plates.
那其实这个告诉我们说，今天我们的信仰一定要先有基础。
And so this teaches us that our faith should also have a strong base.
今天我们的那个基础就是主耶稣基督是房角石，使徒先知的教训就是我们今天的根基啊。
So our base is the teachings of Lord Jesus.
你看，我们今天要建立信仰，我们一定是要建立在主耶稣基督的啊，他这个救恩的基础上，然后遵照使徒先知的教训来。
And so our faith must be rooted on the salvation of Christ, with the teachings of the apostles.
好，然后之后你看那个板子就要把它放好，一个把它连起来。
And these plates would be connected together.
啊。我们今天整个教会其实都是每个弟兄姐妹、哦、这样子、印着主耶稣基督救赎把它连接起来的了。
And so today, through the salvation of Christ, we are all connected as one.
然后他接下去说、哦、那个这个要立上板子，要穿上栓，然后立起柱子，就是要把这个板子、哦、用那个栓把它连起来，才不会倒。
So the frames they're connected with the crossbars and connected through the posts.
那这个栓有每一面的板子都有5个栓，就是说它这个板子都是连接在一起，而且还有一根很长的从中间把它穿起来的。
And so the posts and the crossbars they were all inserted.
就好像我们今天弟兄姐妹我们在建立信仰的时候，有一个很重要就是。用神的这个爱把所有的人都把它连接在一起一样。
And just like today, with the love of Christ, we can be all connected.
啊，我们今天你看，如果没有神的爱啊，我们各自为政，我们不会互相连接或者是关心的。
And so, without the love of Christ, we will not be able to connect together as one.
但是如果有爱就不一样了。
But if we have the love of Christ,
哦，我们过去的这个星期，这个学生联会主题就是要过爱的生活。
And so this past week, the topic for the student spirit convocation was a life of love.
哦，就是借着这个神的爱哈，然后被神的爱激励以后，能够爱家人、爱教会的同龄，啊，甚至会为爱我们的仇敌啊，这都是遵照。主耶稣基督的这个教训啊，设定一个目标，让我们可以追求的。
That is due to our love for Christ, we can love our families, our friends, maybe even our enemies.
那我们可以先领受主的爱之后，我们可以感受到主的爱，愿意去爱主耶稣基督。什么爱？就是要遵守他的命令。
And then we need to love Christ. And how do we do that? That is to obey his commands.
那我们现在看到这个爱、哦、真的是把我们弟兄姐妹都联系在一起的，看不到但是又非常重要的那个粘着剂，让我们可以在主里面成为一家人。
And so love may not be seen with naked eye, but it is act as a glue to put us together in the family of God.
我们来看一下哥罗西书第三章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
第十二节。
Chapter 3 verse 12.
哥罗西书三章十二节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 12.
所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯恩慈谦虚温柔忍耐的心。
Verse 12, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience.
十三节说，倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you.
十四节说，在这一切之外，要存着爱心，爱心就是联络全德的。
And above all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity.
第十五节说，又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主，你们也为此蒙召，归为一体，且要存感谢的心。
And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful.
那这个就是要建这个帐幕，你看他那个板子底座板子要立起来，用栓把它栓起来。今天在这个属灵教会里面的应用，我们所看到的道理就是这样子。
And so the base need to be set up, and the frame need to be erected, and then connected with posts and crossbars.
然后你看，我们今天有爱心了，就可以把所有人联络在一起啊。
And so with love, we can bind everyone.
那我们现在又能够有基督的平安在心里做主啊。
And then we have the peace of Christ rule in our heart.
是因为主就是我们的依靠。
Because the Lord is our reliance.
就好像那个帐幕哈，他你看他现在板子，都弄好之后，要把那个盖子哈，帐幕盖子那个罩棚，把它放上去。
And because after the frame been erected, and then they need to put the cover on it.
哦，就好像。出埃及记四十章的第十九节哈，他就说在帐幕以上要搭罩棚，就是要把那个盖子把它盖好。
So in Exodus chapter 40, there says you need to put the cover over it.
就是这个主体的结构搭好之后，上面要放这个幔子木幔啊，把那个罩棚盖上去，四层的，非常的外表看不出来，但是里面是非常柔美的。
And so we need to spread the tent with the covering and with four layers of coverings.
那这个其实在说明今天主耶稣基督就是我们的保护。
So this teaches us that Lord Jesus is our protection.
我们今天在主耶稣基督的他这个恩典底下，我们是蛮有平安的。
So in the under the protection of God, we are.Full of peace.
所以接下来这一年呢，我们不知道这个疫情会怎样演变，但是我们只要保守在主耶稣基督里面，我们大可放心。
And so, even though we're not sure how this pandemic will, where this pandemic will take us, but we can take heart.
我们要把我们的依靠放在耶稣基督身上，而不是放在我哪一天要打疫苗，我有疫苗我就放心了，不是这样子的。
We must place our faith in Lord Jesus, and instead of just saying, "Well, I'll just have to wait for the vaccines or something."
其实我们每一天都需要主耶稣基督保守我们的。
Because we need our Lord Jesus to protect us every day.
我们遇到的危险，一些有可能的意外，不是只有这些病毒的东西而已啊。
Because our danger doesn't just come from the virus.
我们每一天都要神。保守看顾了。
The danger can come from in every direction. Therefore, every day we need God's protection.
所以主就像我们的这个顶盖，他罩着我们，所以有主可以依靠，我们走到哪里都不用担心。
So Lord Jesus will cover us, and protect us. So wherever we go, we can fear no evil.
我们现在再看回来第四十章。
Please turn back to Exodus chapter 40.
第二个部分，像现在你把这个硬体的结构做好之后， 接下来第二十节就是四十章二十节，他现在要把那个至圣所里面的东西放进去了。
In chapter 40, verse 20, now they will put the things within the holy of holies.
第二十节说要把法板放在柜里，把杠穿在柜的两旁，把施恩座安在柜上。
Verse 20, he took the testimony, and placed it in the ark.Attached the poles to the ark and put the atonement cover over it.
二十一节说，然后把柜抬进去帐幕，挂上遮掩柜的幔子，把法柜遮掩了，是照主所吩咐他的。
Then he brought the ark into the tabernacle and hung the shielding curtain and shielded the ark of the testimony as the Lord commanded him.
好，所以大家想一想啊，第一件事情，现在约柜是一个柜子。里面是空的啊。
And so, inside the ark, it's got nothing in it.
但是很特别的是，这个约柜里面哦，里外都是用金金包裹的哦。
But inside and out of the ark, it's covered with gold.
那个杠也是用金子包的哦。
Even the poles, were covered with gold.
其实我们会在看到，在圣所、至圣所里面，所有东西都是金的。金色的。
So in the holy of holy, every item was covered by gold.
现在神要摩西说，你要把这个法板，把它第一个先放在柜里面。
And so God told Moses to put the testimony or the stone tablets into the ark.
这个石板是神亲手写的十诫，是永远不会废的。
And so the stone tablets has the Ten Commandments written by the finger of God, and it should never be abolished.
这就是百姓要得恩典的基础。
And so this is the foundation in which they will receive blessings.
现在要先把法板放在柜里面。
So they need to put the tablets inside the ark.
然后要把这个杠穿进去。
And then they'll insert the poles.
好，这个就是那个步骤就是这样子啊。然后杠，它如果放上去之后呢，接下去要把施恩座放在柜上面，就是把盖子盖上。
And they put the atonement cover over it.
然后之后再把这个约柜跟施恩座把它抬到这个帐幕里面去。
And then they'll bring the ark into.The Holy of Holies.
哦，那表示说，你看今天哦，今天神其实他指定要造约柜，他就是一个非常重要的一个指标，就是神跟百姓同在、同住的一个标的物，这是一个非常重要的，对他们来说一个很重要的那个约柜。
And so ark, it's an important symbol of God's abidance.
因为在这个约柜上面是神的施恩座，神要在这里跟百姓对话。
Because on the top of the ark, is the throne of grace in which God will speak to them.
要得施恩的基础就是愿意遵守神的诫命。
And so, to receive grace from God, and they need to obey the commandments.
那这个祭司哦，他们要把那个约柜抬起来，然后抬进去，放在那个神指定的地方。
And so the priests need to carry the ark into the place where God want them to put it down.
然后接下去要把那个幔子哈，那个幔子把它挂起来，把那个约柜遮掩了。
And then they need to cover the ark with a veil.
那表示说，从此以后，其实那个一般人都不会看到约柜了。
And so ordinary people weren't able to see the ark.
如果约柜代表的是将来主耶稣基督他要在我们同住的，其实在旧约那个时代，因为这个幔子遮掩，我们人是看不到这个神本身的，就是一种阻隔了。
Because there's a curtain that divides the ark from ordinary people, so people at the time couldn't really see God.
那表示说，其实有罪人也是不配能够看到，也不配能够进到神的施恩座前，直接进到那边去的。
And people with sins cannot enter the Holy of Holies.
所以当约柜放进去的时候，那个幔子就要挂起来了。
And so when the ark was placed in the Holy of Holy, and then the curtain needs to set up.
也说明说神他把自己隐藏。
And so and God would hide himself.
真的隐秘的是属于神的。
And our Lord, he is a hidden God.
那个显明的是，如果神要百姓知道的，他一定会透过摩西讲出去，然后宣告给百姓照着去做。
And if God has certain commands, he'll speak through Moses.
这个就是今天神他的救恩的那个的计划，他的设计。
And so this was a design of God's salvation.
这个在会幕里面的这个每一项东西要摆在哪里，这个位置都是神指定的。
And so all the items within the tabernacles and their specific locations were designed by God.
好，那现在那个约柜已经放进去，幔子挂起来之后，接下去第三个部分啊，就是圣所里面的东西了。
And then we talk about then there are items in the holy place.
我们看第二十二节。
Read verse 22.
他说：“现在把桌子安在会幕里面，在帐幕北边幔子外。”
Verse 22. Moses placed the table in the tent of meetings on the north side of the tabernacle outside the curtain.
然后二十三节说要在桌子上要放陈设饼。
And then he set up the bread on it.
所以接下去的这个步骤就是抬这个陈设桌，上面放陈设饼，这个是无酵饼，每一周都要换的。
And so every week, they would replace the bread on the table.
那都是照神所吩咐的，所以他这个位置哈，在北边、南边，在什么地方，都是神指定，你不能改变。
And so God command them to set the table in the north or the south sides, etc.
其实这个就是说明，今天你看，我们今天要进到神的面前去哈，我们进在神的这个圣所里面，我们可以领受这个粮食，属灵的粮食。
And so today, once we enter into God's household, we may receive spiritual bread.
那主耶稣基督自己说，他就是我们生命的粮。
And Lord Jesus said, "I am the bread of life."
那这个进到圣所里面去，祭司哈，那他现在每一周都要去更换这个陈设饼。
And so every week, the priests need to replace the bread on the table.
在安息日的时候
，on the Sabbath day.
所以你看安息日哈，他这个祭司一定要摆上新的这个陈设饼在这个陈设桌里。
And so on the Sabbath day, the priests need to put the new bread on the table.
然后接下去的这个陈设饼呢，拿下来的呢，就祭司在圣所里面，在会幕那地方吃。在会幕的门口。
And then the outside, the tent of meetings, the priest will eat these bread.
这个就在说明，我们今天在安息的时候，我们来到神的教会里面，我们一定要领受灵粮，属灵的粮食。
And so we come to the church, we shall receive spiritual bread.
我们一定会，我们工人要摆上新的。
And the workers need to put new bread.
就是要让所有来到神面前的人，那个灵性得到饱足。
And so that all the members may be satisfied spiritually.
所以不可以炒冷饭啊。
And so should not have old materials.
不可以把那个旧的东西咱们拿起来重用。
Reuse some materials.
我们今天如果看到神的这个要求，你每一个在领会的人都要非常用心。
And so all the sermon deliverers need to pay attention.
你不能够想说，我已经讲过了，我在这个地方讲过了，我在别的地方再讲一次。炒冷饭
，and so maybe reheat some of the old materials as and presented as new.
那这个就跟神的要求不合了。
And then this is not according to the requirements of God.
那我们来到神的圣所，可以吃这个饼哈，就是这个属灵的粮食，在圣所里面吃，就是来到神的家里面，要能够享受神的这个属灵的筵席。
And so when we come into the household of God, we may enjoy the spiritual feast.
这是陈设饼，陈设桌跟陈设饼。
And so this is the showbread.
在约柜之接下去就是先放陈设桌的哦。就是约柜之后哈，接下去就是摆桌子跟摆饼嘛。
And so after the ark was put down, then they need to put down the tables and the bread.
然后接下去才放灯台。
Then they put down the lens lamp.
那灯台就是跟橙色桌对面的，在南边。
And the lampstand is opposite the table on the south side of the tabernacle.
那这个灯台就是发光，在圣所里面唯一发光的东西啊。
Well, the lampstand is to shine light inside the tabernacle.
主耶稣说他是世界上的光。
And so Lord Jesus said, I am the light of the world.
他还要求我们要成为世上的光。
So we should also be light of the world.
那所以今天其实我们到神的殿里面会到神的会幕，我们看到这个灯台是发亮的，而是说真的是有好的行为可以照亮这个神的家。
And so we should shine light so that the house of God may have light.
主耶稣是光，我们也需要成为光。
Since Jesus is the light, we should also be the light.
那个灯台要一直亮了，所以他那个祭司要不断的去加那个添加那个油，然后要把那个灯盏好好的清理，让它持续的发亮，不会熄灭。
And so the priest should continue to add oil to the lampstand, and so that the light may shine continuously.
那就告诉我们说，你看今天我们要发光哦，你没有靠圣灵哦，那个这个橄榄油这个膏油代表就是圣灵啊，神的灵，没有圣灵的帮助，发不了光。
And so without oil, which is the Holy Spirit, we cannot shine the light.
好，那这个就是你看我们看到神的这个要求了。你今天领受他的灵粮，接下去他要我们发光，因为他先发光给我们看，我们可以学习他。
Because Lord Jesus already showed us what it's like to be the light, therefore we can follow his example.
好，接下去第三步要放那个香坛。
Then I should put the gold altar.
我们现在看第二十五节。
Verse 25.
对不起，二十六节。
Excuse me, verse 26.
把金坛安在会幕内的幔子前。
Moses placed the gold altar in the tent of meeting in front of the curtain.
二十七节说要在坛上烧了馨香料做的香，是造主所吩咐他的。
Verse 27, and burned fragrant incense on it as the Lord commanded him.
这个香坛哦，是在圣所里面最高的东西啊。
And the gold altar is put in the highest position in the tabernacle.
那他这个香坛要点上香，早晚都要点香。
And they should have incense on it, morning and night.
要放在那个幔子，就是约柜那个遮掩的幔子前面，就是要在约柜前，跟用幔子相隔。
It says to put up the put it up at the curtain at the entrance of the tabernacles.
这个香坛其实我们后来在读新约圣经会发现，这是特别代表的是今天我们的祷告。
And so the incense on the altar symbolizes our prayer.
那我们今天众圣徒的这个祷告，其实像香一样会冉冉上升，达到神的面前去的。
And so our prayer is just like the burning incense reaching God.
那这个香要按照神所做的神要求的那个制造方法造的，不可以自己乱做。
And so the incense shall be made according to God's instruction.
那我们在如果是你看那个香坛的时候，他会要求说香坛只能够做什么，不可以做什么。
And so on the gold altar, it can use burnt offering for certain things.Only.
好，那其实就好像今天我们要真的进到神的施恩宝座前，你看我们都要借着祷告来到神面前。
And so we need to come to the presence of the Lord through our prayers.
那这个香每一天早晚都要烧香，祭司都要进到神面前圣所里面在那里烧香。
And so the priests we need to burn the incense in the morning and also at night.
然后第四步最后就是要把那个圣所的那个门帘把它挂上。
And then the fourth step is to hang the curtain.
就是第二十八节说的。
Which is in verse 28, put up the curtain of the entrance.
那这个门帘这个要进入神面前，这个就是一个好像一个入口，就要圣洁的祭司才可以进入的。
It's an entrance. just to and so only if you're a priest, then been sanctified, then you can enter.
要进入是要侍奉的。
When you enter into it, is to provide service.
这就是神要求他的百姓所要搭的这个帐幕了。
So this is the tabernacle that God commanded the Israelites to set up.
那当然，这个圣所是都已经搭好之后，接下去就是要放祭坛跟洗濯盆在院子里。
And then they need to put the basin between the tent meeting and the altar and put water in it for washing.
然后之后再把这个院围把那个院子把它那个。那个围子把它围起来让这个属神的这个区域成圣。
Then Moses set up the courtyard around the tabernacle and altar and put up the curtain at the entrance to the courtyard.
所以百姓他们现在就看到这个会幕就立起来了。
And so now the people saw the tabernacle was set up.
我们看圣经接下去就开始就描述说神的荣耀就充满在这个帐幕里。
And then the Bible describes how the glory of God covered the tabernacle.
就是第三十四章所说啊，三十四节所说的。
Verse 34.
那这个今天神要求摩西要这样做，神人照神所说的时候，那个荣耀就呈现在百姓眼前，让他们可以真的看到神的荣耀。这是不是就不是当时候摩西所期待看到的吗
？And so after the people have follow the commandment of God, and they able to see the glory of God.
现在摩西照着神的吩咐把这个帐幕搭起来之后，神的荣耀主动的充满在当中。
So after the tabernacle was assembled, the glory of God descended on the tabernacle.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们看到圣经里面这样子描述，其实我们可以去感受到神对他的百姓的期待。
So we can see from these brief descriptions the expectations that God had for the people at the time.
在这一章里面最特殊的就是是照神所吩咐摩西做的。
And so they did everything according to what God had instructed Moses.
那都做完之后，那个神的荣耀就充满。
After they completed the work, and then the glory of God revealed to them.
今天世人期待看烟火
，and so maybe some people like to see fireworks。
那个烟火一眨眼就没有了
，which only lasts but a flash。
你说你放烟火能够放多久？你能够放一个小时吗
？So usually fireworks only lasts in minutes, not in hours。
那你就算有那个财力去放一个小时，你能够放一天吗
？And so even if it lasts hours。Is it good enough for a day?
你有办法放一个月吗
？Or maybe for a whole month?
有办法放一年吗
？Or maybe for the whole year?
都没有办法。
And so of course you cannot.
但是接下来，当我们人如果能够照神所吩咐去做，结果呢？荣光，神的荣耀充满在当中。
But here Bible says that after people did according to God's instructions, the glory of God filled the tabernacle.
而且这个荣耀就一直跟随着他的百姓的。
And so this glory stay with the people.
我们今天一定要在我们的信仰里面看到神的荣耀，在我们的教会里。
So today we should strive to see the glory of God in the church.
我们作为弟兄姐妹，我们每一个个人，我们每一个家庭，都能够照主所吩咐的，把这个帐幕搭起来。
And so if we can build the tabernacle individually according to God's instruction,
那神的荣耀就充满在当中。
Then the glory of God will be revealed.
恩典一定相随。
And we will have blessings from the Lord.
就是圣经这里所说的云柱火柱就跟着神的百姓不再离开。
And it says, so the cloud of the Lord was over the tabernacle by day, and the fire was in the cloud by night.
So, 在以色列全家的眼前，在他们所行的路上都是这样子的。
It says, in the sight of all the house of Israel during all their travels.
往后他们所走的这些旷野的旅程，神的云柱火柱，神的荣耀就跟随他们，不再改变。
And so whenever they move about, they will follow the cloud of the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire.
弟兄姐妹们，我们不知道你有没有已经想好你这个2021年你要 做什么样的属灵上的追求。
And so, perhaps we have some ideas of the new spiritual pursuit that we have in the new year.
但是对我们今天整体教会来说总会设了一个主题目标，让我们全体弟兄姐妹一起来追求，就是2021年我们的主题就是过祷告的生活。
And so, the USGA has a recommendation for the believers that hopefully.The year 2021, we may live a life of prayer.
我们每一个弟兄姐妹，如果每一天至少都能够花上30分钟来祷告。
So if the members can pray 30 minutes each day,
不管是家人在一起，或者是我们个别找时间，我们都能够用这些时间安静在神面前来感谢、赞美，以及来为我们的信仰。祷告让我们在这新的一年里面属灵不断的增长。
And so we can give thanks to God and give praise and petitions for our spiritual growth.
那我们的这负责人，我们的这些圣工人员，我们每个月最少都要参加教会所举办的这些进修会。
And so the church workers should try to attend the special seminars,
让我们在侍奉当中也能够不断的来追求成长。
So that we can grow also in our servitude.
那期待我们的中央教会教员也能够每一个月或每一个季里面都有固定的进修的时间。
And so we hope the RE teachers can also find time to pursue spiritual growth.
我们每一项。教会的圣工人员，我们当在从事圣工的这些人，我们都能够聚在一起，一起灵修来明白我们侍奉的精神，我们应该要追求的方向。大家可以一起在这个属灵上成长得到神的喜悦。
And so we hope we can gather together to have more spiritual fellowships to grow together in Christ.
我们只有不断的在信仰上下功夫，我们才有属灵的力量去面对更大的挑战。
And so if we work hard to improve our spirituality, then we may gain spiritual strength to fight the battle.
愿主的恩与我们同在。
May the Lord's grace be with everyone.
让神的荣光充满在我们的教会里。
May the glory of God fill the church.
一起唱诗。